You're listening to Gretchen Shea and the Middle Eight here on WMFO. And we have a couple of shows coming up. One of them is at the Jungle, and that is with Mini Beast. It's July 9th. And also with Fatigue. So we are super pumped about that. Thank you, Nick. And if that didn't get you marching around the living room, I don't know what will. So this next song, we want to do a little shout out to one of my inspirations as a female musician, and that is Amy Mann. I know you'll be singing along at home. Thank you. Was Voices Carry by Till Tuesday. As if you didn't know, and you're listening to Gretchen Shea and the Middle Eight here on WMFO. Thank you to Joel for inviting us. It's absolutely wonderful to be here. I would say you're such a lovely audience, but we can't see you, but I'm sure you're a lovely, lovely audience. All right, so this next song is called Safe House.
Thank you.
right. Well, this is going to be our last number, and she's called Skeleton Closet. And we may or may not have a surprise coming in the latter months. And now my band is going to be mad at me because I spilled the beans. Ronan, you have a mic. Uh-oh, he's frothing at the mouth. All right. Thank you for listening. You're listening to WMFO. Capo.
Capo. Capo, capo, capo.
Thank you, thank you. We are Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight. Thank you for having us, WMFO.
And thank you, Gretchen Shea. We will be having them in the studio for a little interview. But until then, here is Linnea's Garden. Enjoy.
And we're clear. Thank you, guys.
91.5 WMFO. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Linnea's Garden with Looking from the Fashion Show record. And guess who we have here in the studio already? Hello, Middle Eight.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, how are
Hi.
You?
How are you this evening, Phil?
Good, good. Shaking off the rust, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we had to dust this place before they let us play. It was kind of like we felt taken advantage of almost, like,
well,
you know, cleaning
service. I was going to ask, how does it feel to be one of the first bands back here live on the air?
Amazing.
Like, yeah.
Amazing. High energy. High energy.
Yeah, when Gretchen told me that, I'd be like, it made me kind of reflect on the pandemic, where it was like 2 years of kind of like a dry spell, and now you're just, you know, going back at it full force. It's great.
Well, yeah, that's kind of how it's been for all of us. I'm sure Andrew can attest here.
Oh, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
a relearning curve, if that's a word.
But very much honored to have Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight as our first live band after the pandemic. It's very special. Yeah. We appreciate you guys having us.
The pleasure is all ours.
So, ever since I saw the band eight, why Middle Eight?
Oh, the Middle Eight? So it is not a nod at the Middle Ages. It is a nod at songwriting.
Right. I was going to say, why not just Gretchen Shea and the Breakdown?
The Breakdown. Yeah. Maybe if we were hardcore.
Or the Bridge.
Gretchen Shea and the Chorus.
Gretchen Shea and the Pre-Chorus.
I can see the logo in my head now. Where's that confounded Middle Eight? Yeah, yeah. Really.
Yeah. I think one of the things I wanted to do after being in a punk rock trio for many years, and also prior to that, another punk rock band, is I really wanted to challenge myself musically and write songs that had a next level sort of feeling instead of the, like, straight off, you know, in your face, aggressive power chords.
Okay.
So hopefully you hear that in some of these new songs.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you don't have a whole lot of breakdowns in punk. No.
There's no time for the breakdown. Every song is like 2 minutes.
Right, exactly. And I also must say, Voices Carry, that's my karaoke jam.
What?
All right, challenge accepted.
Oh, yeah.
Were you singing along while we were playing?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yes. I was in the green room singing along.
Nice. I love it.
And you even had the coda, "I wish he would let me talk."
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Not many people remember that part.
That's important.
So what is going on with Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight?
Well, I think Ronan's going to give us an update.
Oh, I see cue cards.
Wait. Hey, that's secret.
Live from Saturday night, yeah.
So we've been playing shows, like lots of shows,
shows.
And we've got a couple of shows coming up. So next up on the itinerary, we're playing at Jungle in Somerville.
That is in Somerville, in Union Square.
Union Square.
Lovely.
Yes.
Union Square. The Jungle has been super supportive of local music. We love the Jungle.
And we're going to be there on July 9th.
There we are.
With Mini Beast. And who else?
Fatigue.
Is this the test?
Fatigue.
Yes. Fatigue.
Oh, Fatigue. Yes.
Fatigue. How can you forget Fatigue?
Well, Lils is awesome.
Lils is awesome. And Lils plays in our other side project, which is a Susie and the Banshees tribute act. Lils plays drums in that. So that's something to behold.
Killer harmonies.
Nice. Nice. And I mean, you can't forget Lils.
I mean. I love how we're still on that part.
Come on.
It's essential.
Come on, man. All right.
We do have one more show.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, and then we're playing at Exhibit A. Is that Framingham?
Yeah,
that is in Framingham.
Is.
Framingham.
And I just learned, Ronan. Wait, did you ask me? No, you didn't, but I'm going to tell you. It is 21 plus if you're buying alcohol, but if you are not buying alcohol, you can still attend as long as you have an adult with you. So it's there all ages, essentially.
I need an adult.
That's me. I'm your driver.
She's not lying.
Don't worry, Lils will hook you up.
And that show is actually with Motel Black and Salem Wolves.
That's a good lineup.
Oh, that is a good
three
lineup.
Three bands.
Nice. Excellent. Andrew, you got anything? I kind of hijacked your interview here.
Oh, no, this is fine.
Oh man. Now, so how can people get in touch?
Well, we're on
I was going to say, we obviously we're on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you name it.
TikTok?
We do have a TikTok. In fact, we just made one here in the studio not too long ago.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Check out our TikTok.
Yeah.
Tickety Talk.
Yeah, Tickety Talk. We're totally not behind
the
curve on
old.
This.
We're TikTokers.
That's what professionals say, professional TikTokers. But you can find us on all social media platforms, and of course for our for people who want to experience us sonically, we are on Spotify and Bandcamp and all that good stuff.
And Apple Music.
Yay, Apple Music. Bandcamp. We love Bandcamp here at On the Town.
Bandcamp's we sure
great.
Do.
We do too.
That was a great source of how would you describe it, Andrew? Like Bandcamp for us at On the Town with Mikey D.
It was a great source of tracks that we needed because we had to make the show digitally and we didn't have access to the library here in the studio. But also, they pay the artists more than any other service.
Right, exactly.
And so we love it for that because we want all of our musician friends to get paid.
Yes, and even though as DJs we don't technically have to pay for it because we could just beg you, and but we parted with our hard-earned dollars anywho, and two words: Bandcamp Friday, baby.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Bandcamp Friday. I know. I get the emails every Friday.
Oh,
I wake up and there's like 20 notifications.
they haven't done the Super Bandcamp Friday in a little
while. Yeah,
but. Oh man, did I do some shopping there?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Have you guys gone a little shopping crazy at Bandcamp on those days?
Yes.
Because I know so many who have.
Yeah, I am actually a lover of Drab Majesty and the.
Oh yes,
the merchandise.
Yes. Yeah, so.
they have a really cool logo. The little fan with the eyes on top of it. Always love that.
Yeah.
The graphic design nerd of me is coming out, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Well, now we have a cool logo.
Oh, yeah,
we
you do.
Put it on stuff, too.
We put it on T-shirts. We put it on our bass head.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw that on your kick drum.
Oh, yeah.
It's not often we see logos on kick drums here in the studio.
Yeah.
I have been in many a band, and I have never had a drummer take that commitment, take that step, and print that up and slap it on, and it is such an honor.
Yeah, so. Well, it was my pleasure, and honestly, it's always a statement piece when you see a logo on a bass drum, and not to mention as a graphic designer, I'm also I love seeing physical media and things come to life. So for us to have like merch and stickers and pins, all that stuff, yeah, it's great.
Excellent. So what is the Bandcamp address? Is it Gretchen Shea in the middle eight?
Correct. There's okay. An ampersand.
Ampersand.
I am an English.
Okay.
Instructor, so that's important to instruct you of the ampersand. So it's Gretchen Shea ampersand
the middle eight. Okay, I didn't know you could actually have that in a URL.
Well,
I thought that totally like messes up the HTML or whatever.
If you know the right people, you can.
Okay. Oh man, So yes, go to Gretchen Shea ampersand the middle eight. Nice.
I just double checked it.
Oh, she just there. Checked her Bandcamp. So Gretchen Shea ampersand the middle eight, and your show listings are there too, and on Facebook and all of that stuff.
Yeah, our show listings are mainly on Facebook for now. We're working
and the
on,
gram
and the gram
as
and
the
gram.
Kids call it.
Facebook
gram.
And Instagram are probably the two most ones we post on frequently.
If you subscribe to those things, you'll see us post about them frequently.
Excellent.
Thank you. So they call it the gram because Instagram is old people now?
Yes.
Boy, you can't end it. You can't end an interview better than that, huh?
We're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, because we just got burned. love you, man.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us. It's an honor to be on MFO again after many, many moons. Thank you for having us.
Yes, so many moons. Lots of moons. All right. So thank you again. Here is the Songs of the Week from Angel Wood and Boston Emissions.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Angel Wood, host of Boston Emissions, a long-running Boston and New England music program, much like On the Town with Mikey D. Thanks to the good people here at On the Town for sharing Boston Emission Songs of the Week throughout the last 2+ years of the pandemic. I don't know what the future holds, but it's really great that the On the Town folks get to come back up to the WMFO studios and do a live program. It has been a long time coming. I bring you the Boston Emission Songs of the Week. Thanks to On the Town for supporting Boston Emission Songs of the Week. And as it turns out, they're going to keep running the Boston Emissions Top 5. That's good news. All right, everything about Boston Emissions, bostonemissions.com, how to send music to the show, how to listen to the show. You can listen to this week's full show with my very special guest, Blue, who's coming back to Boston August 27th at the Sinclair. All right, time for this.
Initiating launch sequence.
Boston Emissions Songs of the Week.
I have to say a thank you to Coleman Rogers Photography, online ColemanRogersPhotography.com, and of course On the Town with Mikey D. At 5, Andrea Gillis About a Girl.
Boston Emissions Songs of the Week.
Number 5.
week.
Four.
All the times we were looking for something, but there's nothing going on around here. Undiscovered, undercover, but there's nothing going on around here. Looking for something, anything. I wonder if there's anything I ever walk about, talk about. On my paper, wearing down my chest, there's nothing going on around here. Many times I sat and wondered why there's nothing going on around here. Treading time, keep going on, but there's nothing going on around here.
Boston Emissions Songs of the Week.
She picks a dress out for the evening. I'm thinking maybe we're going out. Dinner and drinks, but she says neither. She's just getting dressed up for the couch. Why can't we just wanna be? Can't we be like everybody else? Oh, it's frustrating. She.
of the week.
We don't have to dance if you don't want. Think I saw the lovely little corner of the room. We can skip ahead past the small talk. You can tell me all about your favorite Langston Hughes. Cause I knew your type the second you walked in, but I was just a walking mess of contradictions. But you'd rather live inside a work of fiction. Yeah, you know me too. So instead of going nowhere, I'm gonna ask you 20 questions.
Yeah.
Boston Emissions. Brand new banger, Roser, Low, coming in at number one again. Little Fuss is back in the top five with 20 questions. Shiverlane, Mad Tracy at three. The Chelsea Curve, Nothing Going On at four. And Andrea Gillis, About a Girl, rounding out the top five. Oh, the ladies are coming in strong. Everything about the show and the songs of the week and the playlist posted at bostonemissions.com. Send music to the show so I can share it with all of the places where Boston Emissions is heard. On the Town with Mikey D is only one of those places. So the opportunity to be heard is pretty good. Vote for this week's songs of the week. Have a safe 4th of July weekend. I was going to editorialize about Independence Day, but I'm not going to. And I will see you back here in a week's time, two weeks' time. And I will be back. Boston Emissions Songs of the Week will return to On the Town with Mikey D. It has been a wonderful partnership for the last 2+ years. And you can continue to hear Songs of the Week here on WMFO. I, for one, am very excited about that.
Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.